This is Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Elizabeth Personnet. This follows a transcribed letterhead of July 25, 2025 to Dr. Mark Weber, MD. This is a neurological reevaluation progress report. Clinical indication. History of symptomatic intense vertigo. Brought on by body positional changes. This is dated 2/12/2026. Dear Dr. Weber, Elizabeth Personnet was seen today for neurological reevaluation. She's taking Tylenol for muscle pain. She's being seen in Marysville at the Leukembe Infusion Center. Current medications list these vertically. Alprazolam 0.5 milligrams. Ofloxacin 0.3% eye drops. Alprazolam 0.5 milligram tablets. Keppra 1,000 milligram oral tablets twice a day. L-methylfolate 15 milligram oral capsules daily. Current pharmacy is Costco. Do paragraph, she remains on her Leukembe infusions. Keppra anticonvulsants. And Tylenol for pain. Her Adventist Health personal appointment itinerary was reviewed. She will be obtaining her next infusions on February 2nd, 16th, and March 2nd. Her frontotemporal epileptic disorder remains treated with Keppra, readjusted from 750 milligrams twice daily to 1,000 milligrams twice daily with good benefit. Following her latest Leqembi infusion, she suffered no unusual side effects. The latest MRI showed some focal ischemic white matter disease. She has suffered no complications from her infusion studies. No headaches. Her last electroencephalogram in 2023 showed both slow wave and REM sleep, a few right frontotemporal slow wave sharp activity was seen. With evidence of electrographic seizures. the diagnostic polysomnogram. Identified sleep apnea. Sleeping on her side allowed better rest. Her apnea hypopenia index was elevated at 32.1. The lowest oxygen saturation was 90% for 106 minutes. Showing severe sleep apnea. The AD8 dementia screening interview showed a value of 0/8. The MR brain imaging completed in March 2023 showed punctate focal areas of flare hyperintensity in the frontal white matter. With no evidence of acute ischemia, hemorrhage, or extraaxial fluid collections. The imaging showed considerable tracer activity in the gray matter. With poor contrast between the gray matter and the white matter, involving the entire cortical, contrast cortices. The amyloid PET CT study showed mild to moderate generalized cortical atrophy and prominent ventricles. Elizabeth presented with a clinical history of intense positional vertigo. She responded to Keppra medication. With an improvement in both her symptoms and sleeping. Her brain amyloid PET CT imaging was abnormal. As an amyloid brain scan with increased tracer activity in the gray matter. Consistent with the findings of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. With her findings of Alzheimer's disease, she is to continue the Leqembi, L-E-Q-U-I-M-B-I infusions. On a regular and routine basis, for which we will follow with MR imaging for analysis of any brain structure abnormalities. She will also continue on her anticonvulsant therapy. New paragraph. We discussed all this today. And she agreed to continue her treatment. She reports no additional problems in the last 3 months. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns in follow-up.